Crayston, Diane, September 17, 1935 to April 2, 2023. Diane Crayston, née Scott, 87, passed peacefully in Jasper on April 2, 2023, with family by her side and surrounded by love. Left to cherish her memory are her children Shiona, Mark, Deb, Lori, Guy, son-in-law Len, grandchildren Cassandra, Nicole, Eric, Steph, Connie, Chris, Trevor, Tanya, Danny, Angela, 8 great-grandchildren and 2 great-great-grandchildren. She is also survived by her sister Sandra, Tony, and many extended family and friends throughout Canada and abroad. She was predeceased by her husband Richard, daughter Alice, parents, and sister Gail. Diane was born in Île-aux-la-Crosse, SK and went on to settle in many different Hudson Bay fur trade posts with her family. Her upbringing was quite an adventure, from mushing a dog team, to paddling in a canoe with her mother to have tea with friends. When the family landed in Madsen, on, she met Richard in high school and was smitten. 3 years later, she moved to Dawson Creek with her family. Still sweethearts, they exchanged letters that filled 2 shoeboxes. Not long after, Richard moved to join her and they wed in 1956. They moved to Peace River where Richard joined Northland Utilities and they started a family. Her positions as HBC store clerk, bank teller, secretary, and flower shop assistant held her in good stead for when they moved to Fairview in 1965. She became secretary at STM Catholic School. They spent 10 busy years raising a family in the small rural town. In 1975, Diane's father, Sandy Scott, offered her and Richard the opportunity to move to Jasper to assume ownership of Sandy's rentals at Jasper Park Lodge. Life became very busy at this point. Diane worked as a secretary at Jasper Junior SR High School, then JPL, and finally, in the office of CN Rail. In the evenings, and on weekends, she would head over to assist Richard at Sandy's. In 1982, she took the leap and realized her dream of becoming a business owner. Diane's Gifts in the Chateau Jasper was her first venture, followed by the Jasper Treehouse Gift Shop in the Lobstick Lodge in 1988. They worked hard, and faced many challenges, but enjoyed meeting people from around the world and having something of their own. They celebrated a well-earned retirement in 2000, and enjoyed many years traveling to Tucson, Arizona and across Canada to visit family. Being of service was at Diane's core. From a young age, she was active in Girl Guides and the Anglican Church, moving into leadership roles over the years. She was a proud member of the Lions Club, representing at the district level, and the Jasper Chamber of Commerce. Always willing to pitch in and do the hard work while keeping things fun. She loved her crafting too, especially if she could share it with her grandchildren. Known as Granny, she relished her role and was generous, fun, and loving beyond measure. Many have shared how they enjoyed her sassy sense of humor and fun time spent together. Blessed with the best of friends, she stayed in touch with numerous ones over the years. She was loved by many and will be deeply missed by all. A life well lived with faith, courage, and resilience. The family is especially grateful to, and would like to thank, the staff, doctors, and volunteers in the Alpine Summit Dal where Diane lived for almost 8 years. Your tremendous support, compassionate care, warmth, and kindness made it her home. The home care team for your dedicated commitment to supporting Diane, and being an invaluable link to her care for the family. OT, PT and RT staff, thank you for your expertise and efforts to ensure she was comfortable, and for enriching her days. Finally, the Alpine Summit supported living staff and residents for providing such a fun and rich environment in which to live, along with your support and friendship. We would like to express our love and appreciation to Diane and Richard's wonderful friends and the Jasper community. A funeral service will be held on June 10, 2023 at 1 p.m. at St. Mary and St. George Anglican Church, Jasper. Memorial donations in Diane's honor may be made to the church or camp Hee-ho-ha. Condolences may be shared at www.foothillsmemorialchapel.com.